together. Can we recite the titles together? I become what I eat. Ready? Become. Okay. 시작.
I become what I eat.
시작.
I become what I eat.
Oh, tell somebody. You become what you eat.
You become what you eat.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Now you help me to preach better, brothers, Amen. Sisters. You help me to preach better.
Amen!
By replying, by saying amen, amen with conviction, with your heart. Amen?
Amen!
If you say amen better, then I can preach better. If you say amen, then I'm like. Amen! My spirit will be lifted. Amen.
Amen.
Amen? Listen, you become what you eat.
Amen.
What did you eat this morning? What did you eat this morning? Are you going to have pop, rice? African rice, Korean rice? Or Pakistan rice? Whatever you ate this morning, guess what? Guess what? That particular food has ingredients and nutrition. And that will go into you. Because you ate it, right? It will pass through your throat. You pass through what you call it? You help me now, sister.
Yeah?
Come from here. You know this better. So, when someone eats something, then what happens? Like, how does it go here?
Turn the esophagus. Turn the esophagus to the stomach where it gets broken down in the intestine.
Large intestine first or small?
No. Small. And then in the small intestine gets into your bloodstream. And becomes part of you in your cells. And then the rest, large intestine go
out as a waste.
Amen! So the point is, whatever you eat, that particular food has nutrition and vitamins, right? Mm-hmm. Minerals, right? If that food has. So whatever you eat, that's what you become. Because that particular nutrition will be absorbed by you. And as the doctor said, she's a doctor, you know that, right? Scientist.
Not
surgeon doctor. Nutrition doctor. Yeah. So that the food will be absorbed, become the part of our cell, right? Yeah. Part becomes part of our cell means we will get healthier. If we eat good, healthy food, then we will become healthy, right?
Amen.
If we eat junk food all the time, then
we become junk.
Yeah, we will become junk. Our health will become junk. See, our health will become bad if we keep eating the junk food, right? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, can you get this? Now, this is very simple, and it's very simple truth, but very, very profound. Whatever you eat, that's what you become.
Amen.
What are you eating this? What are you eating these days? And by the way, if you love watching movie or TV, you know, you stand before the stupid stupid box.
Stupid box.
Yeah. You know, TV, many people say it's a stupid box because, you know, it's like, you watch movie and during the content of the movie, there's excitement. You're excited together. When they cry, you cry together. You know, when they're sad, you're sad together. But at the end of the movie, you feel empty. You feel void. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
After an excited movie, at the end of it, you're like, void, empty. What did I do? Only Jesus Christ can fill your emptiness.
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ can fill your voidness.
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ can give you contentment.
Amen.
Satisfaction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we become what we eat. And it's very important that what we are eating.
Yes.
It's very, very important. How important?
Very, very important.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to live long? You eat good, healthy food. Amen.
Amen.
So kimchi is a healthy food.
Yes.
Okay? You like kimchi?
Yes.
If you haven't digested and you know, got used to the kimchi yet, then try more. Because kimchi has many good ingredients, right? You know that, right? Yeah. What do they have?
Good bacteria.
Ah, that's how you say it. Okay. Good bacteria. Thank you. I need your doctor today. Good bacteria. That's right. Kimchi has a good bacteria. and the good bacteria will fight the bad bacteria, and you will eat them all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the old the kimchi, right? Not the new ones, but the old ones. That has been what do we call it?
Fermented.
Okay. For a long time, it's more healthier. Amen. So next Sunday, somebody bring kimchi. We'll have kimchi party. All right, kimchi party. We'll eat good bacteria to fight the bad bacteria. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to be healthy? Listen, really, I'm serious with you. You want to be healthy? Physical-wise, you need to eat healthy food. Hallelujah. Don't eat chicken all the time. Don't eat pizza all the time. Those are called fast food, right? You need to cook rice, vegetable, you know? If it's like this, if it's sweet, not good. If it's salty, not good. If it's bitter, good. I try. Very simple, isn't it? Whatever food you are eating, okay. I would test you now. Okay. Okay. Food that is sweet,
not good.
Everybody said not good. Food that is sweet,
not good.
Food that is salty,
not good.
Food that is bitter?
Good.
Is it not good? It's good. You know ginseng? You know ginseng? Korea, the famous roots, one of the roots food is called ginseng, right? Red ginseng. Red ginseng, okay? You need extra power? Go today to supermarket and buy red ginseng. And you just have one cup of red ginseng. I'll tell you, you will have extra power, strength. Amen. Because its taste is bitter, very bitter. Bitter to your taste, but it's good for your health. Hallelujah. The word of God is sweet to us, amen. But sometimes it's bitter, but it's good for you.
Amen.
It helps you to repent, and it helps you to come back to the Lord,
amen.
And you'll be restored.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, all right, so now first point is, the importance of eating Jesus as our spiritual food. Everybody, let's read it together, the title. Ready? Begin.
Importance of eating Jesus as our spiritual food.
Eating Jesus, that's right. And some of them might say, or argue, oh, what does it mean by eating Jesus? How can you eat Jesus? Yes, Jesus Christ expressed himself as spiritual food. Starting from the book of Genesis to the Revelation, it all talks about food. Jesus Christ is our spiritual food.
Amen.
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 He's our heavenly food.
Amen.
Heavenly bread.
Amen.
He's our living bread.
Amen.
He's the manna from heaven.
Amen.
He's the living water that came from the rock.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Genesis 2:9, let's read together. Begin.
And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See? It says, it's good for food. God created many trees that has many fruits. And then God says, good for food. You see? And then God explains the tree of life, tree of knowledge and tree of life. You see, God wanted Adam to eat the tree of life in the beginning. But unfortunately, Adam, as we know, if she ate tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of tree of life. You see, Bible begins with eating. Now, it's very important what we are eating. Okay? Okay, Genesis 2:17. Let's go ahead and read the next verse. Begin.
But you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
For when you eat of it, you will surely die. You see, when we eat the tree of knowledge, which represents Satan, Bible says, surely we will die. My friend, what are you eating these days? If you are eating the things of the world, things of the flesh, things of Satan, then you guess what? You are slowly dying. Or you are not slowly dying, but maybe you are maybe dying in a rapid speed, fast. Whatever we eat, that's what we become. I pray that you will not be lazy in eating Jesus as our spiritual food.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many meals do you eat a day? Ernest, how many meals do you eat a day?
Three.
Very good. That's why you play good soccer. You eat three meals. Then, how many times do you have to eat Jesus as your spiritual food? At least three meals. In the morning, afternoon, and before you go to sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. Next. Okay. During the time of Israelites in the desert, they ate manna. They ate manna for 40 years. Wow. They ate manna for 40 years. And there is a significant meaning to it. Okay? Why they ate manna not just one day or one week or one year, but 40 years. Why? Because they ate the food of Egypt, which is a symbol of the world, for 120 years. Hallelujah. They ate in the Egypt, they ate the food that was in Egypt, right? The food of the world, they ate it for 120 years because they were a slave under Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, for 120 years. Now that they were rescued out from Egypt through the Passover events, and they crossed the Jordan, the Red Sea, which is a symbol of the baptism, and then they were in the desert, God had to take God had to take out the natural strength, natural institution. God had to take out that natural stuff, okay? The flesh stuff. When they were in Egypt, Bible said they were sinning together with the Egyptians. In fact, they worshiped the idol in Egypt. So what they were used to do, worshiping the idol, eating the food of the world, they were somehow conformed to the pattern of the world. So when they came out, yes, they were saved position-wise, but they were not saved inwardly. Do you understand? Although they are called Christian outside, inward is still sinful and so dirty and so chaos. Are you getting me? There are so many Christians out there, so I'm a believer, and yet when we look inside and examine, their heart is so dirty, it's so full of the world. Are you getting me? That's why God had to take those out of the natural institution, right? That have to take out the natural strength by giving the manna. So when we eat manna, which is spiritual food, as we eat it, the natural strength will go out. The things of the world will go out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is the only way. I'm telling you, my brothers, this is the only way you can take out the satanic stuff in you.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Even if you pray 10 hours every day or 24 hours every day, even if you fast 40 days in the what famous prayer mountain in Korea? Huh? You know some of you. Huh? What is it? Come on, you know. Yeah, what is that? What is that? Huh? Osali. Yeah, Osali. You repent. You went there. Osali Mountain, whatever. You go there and fast 40 days, whatever. And still, I'm telling you, satanic characters in you will not come out. It doesn't work that way. You need to eat Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus will take out every satanic stuff in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are woman and man of prayer, praise God. But if you don't have the word of God in you and you are praying, guess what? Many times you can be misled. Because you can pray in your soul. Bible says, pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:18.
Amen.
Pray always, but you have to pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
Because God is Spirit.
Amen.
If you're not praying in the Spirit, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
If you're not preaching in the Spirit, you're wasting your time. Amen. If you're not teaching the Word of God in your Spirit, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
Because God is Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John chapter 4 verse 24 says, God is spirit, therefore whispers must, not shall, not, that word must means that's the only way. Whispers must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are living every day in your spirit, then you are a worshiper. You are a true worshiper that God is seeking. If you are worshiping God only on Sunday, you are a religious person.
Oh yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to be a worshiper Monday through Saturday.
Amen.
Every day worshiper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will not compromise with Satan.
Amen.
Your mind needs to be alert.
Amen.
Your heart needs to be stirred.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your eyes need to be awake or open.
Amen.
Your ears need to be open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And know that God is spirit.
Amen.
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 So we need to eat manna. We need to eat manna more and more. Continuously, without stopping, we need to eat manna. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Did you know? So that's a good step. That's a good step to eat manna. But still, all those people, Moses' generation, 40 years they ate manna. But what did they do? If you look at closely of their life in the desert, what did they do?
Complain.
They complain. They complain. Even after they ate the holy and mysterious manna that came from heaven, they were complaining to Moses. They were complaining. And eventually they all die in the desert. Moses' generation. Only Joshua and Caleb, next generation, were able to enter the land of promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We need to eat Jesus.
Amen.
And even after that, we should not be proud of ourselves. We should be humble. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, Psalm 78, 24. All right, ready? Begin.
He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven.
Okay, John 6:57. One more. Next verse. John 6:57. Begin.
As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, live by Christ.
Live by Christ.
Talk to somebody. Live by Christ.
Live by Christ.
You want to live by Christ?
You want to live by Christ?
Are you serious that you want to live by Christ? Then eat Jesus.
Eat Jesus.
Eat Jesus. Come on, everybody say, eat Jesus.
Eat Jesus.
Eat Jesus.
Eat Jesus.
He's your life.
He's your life.
Hallelujah. He's the true living bread. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing else. Only Jesus is the true living bread.
Amen.
We need to eat Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, eat Jesus as what? Throughout the Bible, it continues to talk about, yeah, next. It says, we need to eat Jesus as the wheat. Then you shout the cross, okay? We need to eat Jesus, right? That means we need to eat Jesus as a wheat. That's the meaning of the cross, okay? Okay, now I was, okay. So if I say wheat, it's the cross, okay? We need to eat Jesus as the wheat.
Cross.
We need to eat Jesus as the barley.
Resurrection.
The wine.
Joy.
The fig.
Satisfaction.
Pomegranate.
Abundance.
Olive oil.
Fullness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we need to eat the lamb.
Amen.
The lamb of God.
Amen.
Throughout the Bible, it talks about Jesus as our food.
Amen.
This is the key and main. You see the tree of life in Genesis chapter 2, and you see the tree of life in the book of Revelation chapter 21.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It starts with the tree of life, it ends with the tree of life.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the tree of life.
Amen.
He is the tree of life.
Amen.
And we shall eat the fruit of the tree of life with which Jesus Christ forever and ever, everlasting.
Amen.
In the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
That's our destiny. Your destiny, my destiny, is to eat Jesus and to enjoy Jesus forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that we're going to eat Jesus,
Amen.
His life forever?
Amen.
And we're going to be filled with His life?
Amen.
That's a New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And you can taste that New Jerusalem here on earth now
Amen.
By eating Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we exercise prayer reading. We exercise prayer reading every Sunday. What time?
5:30.
No, Sunday.
2 o'clock. We start.
We do prayer reading 2 o'clock. If you come here after 2:10, you miss the most important, one of the most important element in worship. Hallelujah. What time is worship, dear brothers and sisters?
2.
Huh? Okay. Come early to eat Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, next. Second, importance of eating the Word. Now, we say we eat Jesus, but how do we eat Jesus? By eating the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we know that, but through the declaration of the Word, let us inscribe this scripture, inscribe it in our hearts.
Amen.
So we will not forget it. Amen.
Amen.
So that it becomes part of ourselves. Okay. Amen. Importance of eating the Word. John 1:1. Begin.
In the beginning was
okay,
the Word.
Okay. Stop. I'm only hearing this here. What happened? The rest. Hello, church. Amen.
Amen.
The Word, amen?
Amen.
There's a church in the United States. The Word is declared, everybody rise. Sometimes they bow down. They show the expression of respect and honor and awe. Because the Word is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You can disrespect me, but you cannot disrespect the Word.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Word is Jesus.
Amen.
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 J Mark, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I know you're tired from working. I know. I understand. But during the recitation of the Word, we need to do it with our whole heart and strength. Amen, amen, Steve?
Amen.
Because whatever you eat, that's what you become. And you are eating when you say it. Amen. I say it again. You eat when you say it. Amen?
Amen.
When you say it, you are eating it and the church is eating it.
Amen.
We call it prophecy. Mm. Prophecy. Actually, the boasting Christ time is not, it's just easy way to say it. But the real meaning behind is prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 says, desire the greater gift. The greater gift is prophecy. The prophecy is speaking Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now, come on, church. Now, one voice. And loud and with conviction. Begin.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, church. Now I want you to get this. In the beginning, this beginning is before the creation. You're talking about eternity now, right? In the beginning, in the eternity was what?
The Word.
He's talking about the person now. The Word is person. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not talking about the book here. I'm talking about the Word of God that has been written in this book. This is the Word of God, right?
Amen.
Not the book itself, but the Word. Amen?
Amen.
And then the Word was
with God.
Because He's a person. He's with God. And the Word was
God.
This is very mysterious. Very mysterious. The Word is Jesus.
Amen.
The Word is God.
Amen.
The Word was God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse 14, what does it say? Begin.
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You want to experience the grace? You want to experience the truth?
Amen.
Grace and truth. We need grace and truth. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, grace is so sweet to us, right? At the same time, truth opens our eyes.
Amen.
And be able to discern the lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the Word became flesh. He's Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. God came in the flesh and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Next verse. 2 Timothy 3:16. Begin.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
This scripture is God-breathed. It was written by the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 4:12. Begin.
For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes to the heart.
Amen!
Amen!
So, it's this word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword.
Amen.
And it would destroy it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this
Amen.
Is what happened. When you eat the word of God, it gives you not only gives you life, but it also kills the germ, kills the bad bacteria. Because it's the sword of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we have to eat the word of God. Amen. Next.
Amen.
Okay, third point, importance of prayer reading now, of the word. Okay, now, this is important now. You have to understand why prayer reading is important. You have to understand this. Very simple, but profound. Okay, first of all, man is spirit. You and I, we are spiritual being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have body, but we are spiritual being. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Genesis 2:7. Read it, please, begin.
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
Amen.
Amen.
That breath of life over there, what is that? That breath of life right there, right? Mm. That breath of life in Hebrew is called neshama. Everybody say neshama.
Neshama.
Good, very good. Neshama means breath of life, means spirit. Mm. Proverbs 20:27, look at that verse. Read it.
The Lamb of the Lord searches the spirit of the man.
He searches out his inmost being.
Amen.
That word spirit in Proverbs 20:27 is neshama. Mm. Same word, do you understand?
Amen.
So it's the same neshama. So neshama means spirit. So God breathed spirit into
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
In Genesis 2:7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are spiritual beings. Amen?
Amen.
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 But unfortunately, Adam and Eve, they committed sin by eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was forbidden by God. So they ate the wrong fruit. Instead of eating Jesus, they ate Satan. Do you see what happened?
Yeah.
So they have fallen from God. But praise God, God came to this earth in the flesh, and He died on the cross. And through the blood shedding, He washed away all of our sins. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And by shedding the water means life, but He became a life-giving spirit through the resurrection.
Amen.
And now when we say Lord Jesus, that spirit will come into us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That spirit will come into us and it will revive our spirit that has
Amen.
Been lost. It will revive our spirit that has been destroyed.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So if you are born again Christian, that means your spirit is alive.
Amen.
And your spirit, Holy Spirit, has joined together, has become one
spirit.
Spirit.
Amen.
This is the secret. This is the key of a successful Christian life.
Amen.
If you live in your spirit, you will succeed.
Amen.
No matter what. No matter how bad circumstances you are, you will succeed.
Amen.
Guaranteed by our living God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go jump it to B. The word of God is spirit. John 6:63. Okay, begin.
The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
The words of Jesus, the Bible says, right, is what? Our spirit and their life. Now here, man is spirit. Man is spirit. Bible is spirit. So when you eat Bible, you have to eat Bible, the Spirit, through?
Spirit.
Through the Spirit. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me? Are you getting me?
Amen.
Very good. Okay. So, what is a medium? What is a way to receive the Spirit, the Word that is Spirit? Through prayer. And prayer, according to the Bible, is a Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look at this now. Prayer is Spirit. Hebrews 9:2. Read it together now. Okay? Begin.
A tabernacle was set up in its first room where the lampstand,
the table and the consecrated bread. This was called the holy place.
Behind the sacred curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had a golden altar of incense and gold covered ark of covenant. This ark contained the gold jar, manna, Aaron's staff, and had been budded, and stone tablets of the covenant.
Let me explain this. Now, it's not too hard. If you pay attention, you'll get this now, okay? And never forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Okay, look at now. The tabernacle in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, right? The tabernacle, there are court, holy place, and holy of holies. There are two curtains. Between the court and the holy place, there's one curtain. The second curtain is between the holy place and the holy of holies. You got me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bible says the holy place, now this is after Jesus was crucified. After Jesus was crucified, the curtain has been broken from top to bottom, right? Mm-hmm. That curtain, listen, that curtain was the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ was broken, that curtain was broken too. Amen.
Amen.
And therefore, that curtain was also the second curtain in the tabernacle. Therefore, in the Old Testament, only the high priest was able to attend, enter there once a year for the remission of the sins of the Israelites. But in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, praise God, the curtain was broken. Now anybody, doesn't have to be high priest only, anybody who are born again Christians, they are free to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See now this is the Holy of Holies now, and we have already entered. We are in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible says now, look at this now. Bible says, according to the book of Exodus, this incense, do you see this verse 4 here? Where is that? Incense right there. Which had the golden altar of incense. This is talking about second room, right? After the second curtain. The Holy of Holies. Now, Apostle Paul, in his vision, he saw this altar of incense was in the Holy of Holies, not holy place. Now, when you go back to book of Exodus, when you read about tabernacle, you will see this incense of altar is where? Holy of Holies or holy?
Holy place.
It's holy place. Are you getting me? In the book of Exodus, it was in the holy place, but now in Hebrew, Apostle Paul is saying it's no longer in the holy place, it's in the Holy of Holies. So, anybody can, a non-believer can come to you and argue with this. Look at this. Bible is conflicting each other. In the Exodus, it's in the holy place. Now in the Hebrew, it's the Holy of Holies. You see? The author is not making sense. See, Bible is, there's error in Bible. Well, what are you going to say? You say, well, that is real. Oh, what happened? How are you going to explain this? You have to get ready to explain this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll tell you why. Apostle Paul, in his spirit, he saw the vision. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the curtain has been broken. So that altar of incense was close to the curtain. Okay? Was close to the curtain. But when the curtain was broken now, in Apostle Paul's vision, now he saw that incense was in the Holy of Holies. Because Holy of Holies is a symbol for our spirit. Court is a body, holy place is a soul, and Holy of Holies is spirit. So the prayer, now the incense, now it was a part of the Holy of Holies, which is the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So when you pray, you are praying in your spirit. That's why man is a spirit, Bible is spirit. We need to eat the Bible, the Word of God through prayer, which is spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Oh, this is wonderful news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This secret has been revealed to not many in the whole world. There's so many churches, so many Christians around the world. I'm telling you, this truth has been revealed to very few Christians. You know that. Before you came to Overflowing Church, did you exercise prayer reading of the scriptures? Not often. I'm a pastor for 23 years now. I haven't known about prayer reading for 20 years. Praise God, God revealed that truth to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through all these great prophets. Okay, so now we're going to do exercise now. Exercise of prayer reading. Okay, there are four rules now. Four rules. Read it, everybody. Together, begin. Quickly, concisely, with accuracy, and with freshness. One more time. Quickly, concisely, with accuracy, and with freshness. Amen. We need to eat the Word of God quickly. Why? Because if we eat slowly, Satan can come bother with your mind. All these obstacles can come with your mind. Do you understand? So we have to eat quick. Now, during the Passover, Israelites had to kill the lamb, 1 year old, okay, without blameness and the pure lamb. That was a symbol for Jesus Christ. And when they were burned with fire, the lamb, they had to eat quickly. Do you understand? They had to eat quickly and go out of Egypt. Why? Because they were called to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. So when we eat the word, we need to eat quickly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't linger. We have to eat quickly. Amen.
Amen.
Second, concisely. Okay. We have to eat concisely. Okay. We need to eat short. We need to eat short, bit by bit, the word by word. Okay. When you eat something, when you eat, do you know what's jjajangmyeon? Huh? Okay. Noodle, spaghetti. Okay. Spaghetti. When you eat spaghetti, do you eat spaghetti? Do you drink spaghetti or do you eat one little by little? Huh? Maybe Steven would drink like a water. Actually, there's a person who eats jjajangmyeon with spaghetti like as if they're drinking water, like, and finish. And then the stomach is going crazy, huh? When we eat food, we need to eat one spoon at a time. Does this make sense? We need to eat one bit at a time. Amen? So you will have good digestion. Amen. With accuracy, okay? With accuracy. Don't say things in a roundabout way. Okay? Accuracy. Everybody say accuracy.
Accuracy.
And finally, freshness. Okay? Don't add too much of your own words, but pray the scripture as it is. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray the scripture as it is. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're done. We're ready to practice now. Amen. If you just listen and go home and forget about it, it's no useful. We need to exercise it. We're going to eat the word of God now, and it will give you life, and it will also destroy the evil one.
Amen.
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 Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
Okay, let's do that. Philippians. 좀 크게 해야 되는데. 한 구절씩. Okay. First, we're going to do prayer reading, Philippians 4:13. Everybody read it together. Begin.
I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Notice the Bible says, do all things where? In Christ. In Him. Through, in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, we are able to do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because for Jesus, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The God who created the whole universe, the world, with words, let there be. Indeed, He can do all things for you.
Amen.
Do you believe, Alice?
Amen.
Do you believe? Okay. All right. One more time. Begin.
I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I will start, and then anybody can jump in. All right. I encourage people who have not done it before, do it now. If you do it now here, you will do it after.
Amen.
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 Okay, but first, the praise team, we can help us, right? Amen. Create a good atmosphere, huh?
Amen.
Okay, I'll start. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If I say Lord Jesus, respond with amen, right? Okay? Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I am able.
Amen.
I am more than able.
Amen.
I am able to do.
Amen.
All things.
Amen.
All things.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus, I'm able.
Amen.
Not close your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep it. You try. Come on. Anybody else? Come on.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I am able, Lord.
Amen.
To do all things through you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Who empowers me, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I am able, Lord.
Amen.
All things.
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Who empowers me.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Simon, just do it. It's okay. Simon, tell this way to do it. It's okay. Come on.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Through your power in me,
amen.
I can do,
amen.
I am able,
amen.
All things,
amen.
In me,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
My strength comes from you,
amen.
That's why I'm able to do all things in you,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
I am able,
amen.
Because you are able,
amen.
Who empowers me,
amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
In you, Jesus.
Amen.
Who strengthens me.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who empowers me.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Through you I can do all things,
amen.
Because you strengthen me,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Amen. I can do everything,
amen.
My creator, amen.
Who
empower me,
amen. Amen.
Alpha and Omega,
amen.
I can do everything in you,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
I am able to,
amen.
Able to do all things,
amen. Now,
amen.
Here, now,
amen.
Through, now, not amen. Later. Come on,
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I am able.
Amen. Amen.
You said it. Come on, you did it.
Amen.
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 Very good. Very good. You did it. You did it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next verse. Next verse.
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin. Kevin, come on. Come on, Kevin, you can do it.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
I'm able,
amen.
To do all things,
amen.
Empower me,
amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Hallelujah, amen. Lord Jesus,
amen.
To Jesus,
amen.
Who is able,
amen.
To do super abundantly,
amen.
Above all things,
amen.
Above all that we ask,
amen.
Above all that we think,
amen.
According to the power.
Amen.
According to the power,
amen.
Which operates,
amen.
In me,
amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus,
amen.
You are able,
amen.
You are able to do,
amen.
Super abundantly,
amen.
Jesus,
amen.
You are able,
amen.
Able to do,
amen.
Super abundantly,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
You're more than able.
Amen.
More than what I can ask for.
Yeah. Amen.
You can do it abundantly.
Amen.
You can do it to your world.
Amen.
You can do it in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, you
Amen.
Gave us power.
Amen.
Power operates in me.
Amen.
Above all I ask.
Amen.
Above all I think.
Amen.
You are super abundantly able, Lord.
Amen.
spirit of power here now.
Amen.
The spirit of Abel.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who says I cannot do it?
Amen.
You can do it.
Amen.
We can do it.
Amen.
Because Christ has done it.
Amen.
He said it on the cross, it is finished.
Amen.
It is finished.
Amen.
Tetelestai.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, close your eyes, church. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God who who's your healer. I send my word, the word is Jesus, and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to sing this song, and you're going to receive it as if God is, as if Jesus is singing this song to you. Alright? Close your eyes and receive healing.
Amen.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Hallelujah. I send my word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.